Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, March 5th. Tesla is starting to push a new and more significant update, 2020.8, which looks like the biggest update of the year so far. Not many details are known at this point, since Tesla only gradually releases updates to a few cars at a time, but a Tesla hacker known as Green has dug into the software and listed his findings. They include full self-driving preview with a new autopilot visualization in new markets, Europe, Canada, and Mexico, a third-party charging station display on the in-car map and navigation system, improved regenerative braking for Model S and X, new and updated track mode, Bluetooth improvements, XFAT support for your dash cam or Sentry mode storage, and updated steering rack firmware. Tesla has pushed a new update to its mobile app in preparation for the launch of the Model Y, the fourth Tesla vehicle in the lineup. The mobile app is version 3.10.4. The update claimed that it contained only minor fixes and improvements. However, several people snooped into the update and found that Tesla added a render asset for the Model Y. Tesla is going to use those Model Y images in the app to display the status of the Model Y electric SUV in the in-car display. The Ford F-150 Electric 2022 is getting new renders based on some inside information, giving us our best look yet at the upcoming electric pickup truck. The folks at F-150 Gen 14 Forum built renders based on insider information, who said, quote, "The evolutionary design nevertheless brings out many stylistic changes. Notably, the 14th generation F-150 will have a grille that removes the large parallel slats that bisect the entire front end of the current truck for a cleaned-up, more open grille, providing better ventilation and aerodynamics. The lighting elements have also been updated to provide a more refined, integrated design that eschews the oddly shaped Lego blocks from the current front headlights." Close quote. Reporting from General Motors' EV Day event, which happened just yesterday, Electrek's Bradley Berman notes that aside from the Bolt, the rest of GM's EV lineup is badass. He writes, quote, "There's a reason that GM is leading its EV campaign with the Hummer. It's setting the tone for GM's electric design strategy. The Cadillac Lyriq and Celestiq, while lower, leaner, and with smoother surfaces, are no less mean in their proportions and stance. GM's combined electric lineup is a set of big, luxurious, and aggressive EVs like we have not yet seen. What's already clear is that GM is attempting to make its EVs so big and bad that a Heartland buyer will never be questioned about his or her self-respect." Close quote. In a move that mirrors Tesla, Porsche is announcing its own similar initiative, the Porsche Destination Charging Program. The German automaker wrote in a press release today, quote, "The charging points are located at selected hotels, airports, museums, shopping malls, sports clubs, and marinas. Porsche customers with a Taycan or plug-in hybrid model can charge their vehicle for free at these sites." Close quote. At Electrek, we have been saying for a while that when it comes to charging infrastructure, automakers should copy Tesla. In this case, Porsche smartly did exactly that. Electric startup Lucid just announced its Lucid Air retail strategy, 9 specific retail network locations, and plans for future growth. Peter Rawlinson, CEO and CTO of Lucid Motors, said, quote, "We thoughtfully developed Lucid's retail strategy to provide customers with very specific experiences when they enter our showrooms and speak with our representatives. From the materials they view and touch, the experience of the VR configurator, the design of the showroom in the context of the vehicles they'll contain, even the physical locations of the showrooms themselves, everything comes together for our customers to allow them to absorb and appreciate the value infused into the Lucid brand." Close quote. The Lucid Air will start production at the end of 2020. Electrek's Fred Lambert writes a tutorial on purchasing an electric car for under $10,000. He outlines the benefits and compromises of the most popular used EVs widely available today: the Nissan Leaf, the Chevy Spark, the Fiat 500e, and the Ford Focus Electric. While noting these cars aren't great, they're an excellent first step into driving electric today. Full-sized electric semi-trucks are now real and on the road. Daimler announced that it delivered more electric Freightliner semi-trucks as part of its customer test fleet. The German company did deliver its first few electric Freightliner trucks in 2019 as part of the customer testing in North America, and they announced today that they delivered a few more electric trucks, increasing the total number to 6. And in Electrek's green energy brief, the Florida Public Service Commission, which regulates investor-owned electric, natural gas, water, and wastewater utilities, unanimously approved the Florida Power and Light Company's Solar Together program. The new program will provide 1,490 megawatts of solar in 20 new solar plants by mid-2021. The UK's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, is expected to scrap the red diesel fuel rebate on his budget statements next week. Red diesel in the UK is the same as ordinary diesel, but it's dyed red to indicate its tax exemption. The fuel is used for non-motorized functions such as farming, crane operation, and construction. President Donald Trump has nominated Nancy B. Beck to head the Consumer Product Safety Commission, an independent federal agency. For 5 years, Beck was a senior director at the American Chemistry Council, the chemical industry's main lobbying group. Now, this nomination is not without opposition. Ken Cook, president at EWG, a nonprofit public health advocacy organization, said, quote, "Nancy Beck is the last person who should be in charge of safeguarding the American people from dangerous products," close quote. And in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, in a surprise move, electric skateboard and scooter company Boosted confirmed its severe financial troubles and laid off most of its staff. As the company explained, quote, "Today we had to make the incredibly difficult decision to let a significant portion of the Boosted team go. We understand this news will come as a surprise to many of you, but unfortunately, developing, manufacturing, and maintaining electric vehicles is highly capital intensive. And over the last year and a half, our business has faced an additional unplanned challenge with the high expense of the U.S.-China tariff war," close quote. Electric rideshare company Bird is rolling out its electric Scoot moped in Austin, Texas today. The vehicle comes with large volume tires, dual rear suspension, hydraulic disc brakes, and is rated for a top speed of 20 miles an hour. The Scoot mopeds are designed to be free-floating in cities, but must be parked like motorcycles in designated parking spots. And lastly, Electrek's Micah Toll visits an American factory of the electric bike company to see how the bikes are being made firsthand. Toll reports, quote, "These bikes are built in the California beach town of Newport Beach by locals who live there in the community, and you can really see the passion that each member of the team has for their work," close quote. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.